We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Simen Yud, which is page 34. Dine kanfos atalas, the halachas of the corners of the garment. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, talas she'ein la arba knafos petura. A garment that does not have four corners is pata from tzitzis. Yesh la yoser mi arba chayeves. If it has more than four corners, then it's going to be chayev. Va'osala arba tzitzios ba'arba knafeha hamaruchakos zo mi zo yoser. And when you have a garment that has more than four corners, which is chayv and tzitzis, you should put it on the four most spread out corners. Says the Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. So we said in the Mechaber that if a talis has less than four corners, it is pater. Bein bitchilas asiyaso ubein shechotach achakach konof echod vaso ogol. It does not matter whether it originally started off as a three-cornered garment or it started as a four-cornered garment and then you rounded off one corner so it remained only three corners. The bottom line is when you have only three corners, so it's not a good talus, it's not chayv and tzitzis. It is peturas, if katan beis. Mavur bakra diksiv al arba kanfos kasuscha. It's learned out from a pasuk that says on the four corners of your garment, v'darshinam b'sifri, the sifri makes a drasha, arba v'lo shalosh, on the four corners and not on three corners. V'yoser mi arba marbinan me'ashar tachasa. And more than four corners, we include that it is good. From the pasuk of Asher Techasa is a ribui that you cover yourself. So we learn from there that even if it's more than four corners. Maybe Asher Techasa is to include less than four corners. And Arba Kanfos is to exclude five corners. So to that, the Mishneh Berurah says, V'imcha lo nucha lomar. We can't switch it around and say that five will be no good, but three will be good. Shebechlal chomesh arba, because included in five is four. The ein bechlal shalosh arba, but not included in three is four. So therefore, if we know there has to be four, so five includes four, but three does not include four. V'lav dafko balas chomesh. It says in Mishneh Berurah, it's lav dafka that five is going to be okay. Hu adin balas sheish vasheva. The same thing would be if the garment had six or seven corners. That also would be chayev according to what we're saying now. So says the Mishneh Berurah Vayter in Sifkatan Gimel, we said if it's more than four corners, five or six or seven, it's going to be chayiv. The Yesh Potrin, some say that if it's more than four corners, the garment is pater.
So it's chayiv only on the four corners?
Only, yeah, that's four, for sure. We'll see that very clearly. Only put four tzitzis on, but you'll put it on the four, spread it out. But there are those who say that more than four corners is pater, not like the Mechaber. Lachain, therefore, since it's a machlokas, ein lasos bas chamesh lechatchila. Therefore, it's better, obviously, not to make a garment that's more than four corners, because then, according to some, it's not really chayv and tzitzis.
Do we know why four?
Because the Torah says it. The kostav apri megadim, the ladas ha-potrin, according to those who say that more than four corners is pater, oson talisos ketanim shalonu shiesh beis hatzavar, those talis katans, those tzitzis that have a hole for the neck, mikomokom rov sasum. It's not a problem because most of it is closed. Some of it is open, like if it's a V-neck, but majority of the area is closed. Miu im eira sherov pasua. But if it turns out that the majority of the way down is open, yase bakalner sheosen achayatim ktsas agol. Then you should make the collar. You should make like a collar that's rounded. Because that would be a problem. If you have a V-neck tzitzis, so if it's only cut a little bit, but majority of the way is closed, you're fine. But if it's cut down majority of the way, then you have a possible problem. You might have two extra corners, which you don't want to have, because then according to some, you're not really wearing tzitzis. So you'd want to round the corners so that you still have just the four corners, and those two, whatever you have by the neck, would just be rounded.
Why if even closed is good?
Because that's what we hold, as we'll see many times over.
Like the same thing on the other side.
Yeah, the same thing, yeah. We'll see it a few times. No, we're talking about if it's a V-neck, but you should round the corners so that you don't have those two extra corners. Says the Mishneh Berurah Vayter. So we said when you have more than the four...
When you say corner, it has to be an exact corner? Or let's say you have something like this and the edge, you know, the border is like a...
It has to be a corner.
It has to be exact, like a 90 degree angle?
Yes. Oh, not 90 degree, no. We'll see clearly, not 90 degree. But it has to be a corner, not rounded. Not rounded. The exact, you'll see clearly that it doesn't have to be a 90 degree. You'll see clearly it doesn't have to be in a minute. But I don't know the exact measurements. I don't know if, maybe we'll get to it later. I don't know if it's discussed. It can't be rounded. It has to be pointed. It has to be look like a corner. It has to be a corner. But that doesn't mean 90 degrees. You'll see very clearly that it does not have to be 90 degrees. So look weiter in the Mishneh Berurah. Says the Mishaburin Tzivkot and Dalud, on that which the Mechaber said that if you have more than four corners, you still should only put four tzitzis on the most spread out as you can. Vim Asa Chamesh, but if you put on five tzitzis, on five corners, over Mishum Bal Tosef, that would be an Isra Bal Tosef adding on to a mitzvah. Vim Chotach Achas Mehen Ksheira, if you cut off one of them, you know, you round one of them afterwards, or you have five tzitzis, you cut off one of the tzitzis, so you could have five corners with four tzitzis, so then it will be Ksheira, it will be okay. Ach sheyisharu ha'arba knafos hamruchakos betzitzis ukid lakameh. But again, when you're cutting off one, it'll be left with four, you want it to be the most spread out as you could have it. Hamruchakos yoser, sivkotan hey, the first wide line in the Mishabura. The mistaber sheyesh lasos ba'osam shehem nikarim biyosem and ashar. We want the four tzitzis to be the most recognizable, and therefore the more spread out they are, the more clear it is that it's on four corners. As opposed to having two, you know, right together, that wouldn't be as recognizable. V'yesh omrim dehumi da'oraisa. Some say to have it very spread out, that is a da'oraisa. V'yesh lahachmir im efsher, and therefore one should be machmir if he could be. Avol, im kvar nase bakonof hakaro v'yesh l'sakim. But if you happen to have more than four corners and the tzitzis are on two close corners, the way it shouldn't really be, but you have it that way, but you're in a rush. You can rely on the more lenient opinions and make a bracha on it, but ideally, one should spread out the four tzitzis on the four most spread out corners and not to have two of them very close together. But again, if it's getting close to the Zman Tefillah, you can rely on the lenient shitas and make a bracha if there are four tzitzis on, even if two of them are close together and not the most spread out as possible. Halacha Beis. Yesh la arba. If you have four corners, v'chosach echad ba'alachson v'aso shnayim. Here's where you see clearly it doesn't have to be a 90 degree angle, because if you have a four corner garment and you cut one of the corners on a diagonal, harenasis balas chamesh v'chayevis. You have now made it into a five cornered garment, right? If you're cutting it diagonally, so it can't be a 90 degree angle, if you know your math, if you know your geometry. So it does not have to be a 90 degree angle. You have made a four cornered garment into a five cornered garment by cutting diagonally one of the corners off. Now it's two corners. Says the Mishabura in Sivkaton Vav, Echad Balachson, you cut one in a diagonal. Hu adin im chotach shtei knafos balachson. The same din would apply if you cut two corners in a diagonal. So instead of going from four to five, you go from four to six. Nases balas sheish, and that would be the same thing. The Bar Halacha points out that it would be the same thing if you cut up and across. You cut out like a box, so you still end up with, in one corner, you end up with two extra corners, right? It doesn't matter if you cut diagonally across, where it's not a right angle, or if you actually cut off a square, then you're left with two right angles. But either way, you have made one corner into two corners. Balas chamesh, you have made a four-cornered garment into a five-cornered garment. V'cheinim hayolo tchila shalosh, this is very important. And so too, if you start off with a three-cornered garment, v'chotach konav achas l'shnayim, and you cut one corner into two, Nases balas arba v'chayeves betzitzis. You have now made it successfully into a four-cornered garment, which is chayev and tzitzis. V'tzaruch shetiyah chaticha gedola v'nikeres. The cut that you make, this diagonal that you make to make it now into two corners from that one corner, has to be a large, recognizable cut. V'ayim b'prim begadam shekosov didavku im chotach miktsas mehabeged. It has to be that you cut off some of the garment ad sha'ayideze nirlo hamakom kishnei karnayim, until it's clearly recognizable as two separate corners where you cut. Avol im lo chotach klum, but if you didn't cut off any of the garment, rak pegima basakin kara b'hakeren ad shenechlak osu hamakom shnayim, you just snipped up with a scissor or a knife up the middle, and you cut it into two, but you didn't take off any of the garment. You just made a slit in it. Lo nasis ayideza bas arba ad shiyehei rov pasua kilchamon besiv zayin. Here's another case where we see the rov. Again, so if you're just making a slit up the middle, if you have only three corners and you're cutting a slit in the middle to make it into four, it doesn't work just by making a slit unless the slit is the majority of the way up. So again, you have to cut off part of the garment so it's clearly recognizable as two corners. Just making a slit will not be good. Unless the slit goes the majority of the way up the beggar, then it would be good.
The only problem is when you're cutting one corner in half, you're creating two more corners, actually. If you cut this corner in half and you cut all the way...
No. You're cutting a diagonal.
You're cutting
diagonal means like that.
Yeah.
You're cutting the wrong way. You're cutting off a piece. You're cutting off a piece diagonally. Off. That corner, you're slicing off the corner as a diagonal. So instead of having the one corner,
so you have
where that tape is. Slice off where that tape is. So you have two corners, the white and the white, the two corners. Instead of having one big corner at the end, now you have two corners. You're adding one corner.
Okay.
You hear what I'm saying?
Cutting that way, okay.
Yeah, that's the way. That's what you're cutting.
I was thinking of cutting.
Right, I know. I realize what you're thinking. Right. Okay, halacha gimel. Right, halacha gimel. Kofal karnos taliso uksharam otfarim. So here you folded up the corners or one of the corners and you tied it or you sewed it up. One corner, like you made a little knot in one of the corners or you sewed it up. So it's not really a corner anymore. It doesn't look like a corner. Dome ki'ilu kitzon. It's as if you cut it off. The ein lo knafos, and it doesn't have corners anymore. Afal pikein lo niftara. Still, it's not going to patter the talus. In other words, you had four corners, and let's say one or two of the corners, you made a knot at the end, so it doesn't look like a corner. That's not successful in making a non-four-cornered garment. It's still considered a four-cornered garment. Even though you made a knot at the end, or you folded it up and sewed it up a little bit, and now it's not a corner, it's still considered a corner, and you have not patterned this garment from tzitzis. And the Mishnah Berurah will explain it very clearly. It's sifkatan ches. Lo niftara, this garment is not patur just because you made a knot on the end of the corner. The ilomi bayo loy haknafayim. Because if you really didn't want the corners, lif so felishtei, then cut them off and throw them out. You could have cut it off if you didn't want it to be a corner. Elo vadai de sofo lahatira satfira. The fact that you just sewed it up or you made a knot, we know in the end you're going to let it down. So since you can end up letting it down, it still has a din of a corner right now. Hilkach, therefore, nechshav ki'ilu kfar hitir hatfiros v'chayavis betzitzis. Therefore, it's as if you already undid the stitching, and it's still chayav in tzitzis, even though right now it's tied up, or it's tied up in a knot, or it's sewn up, it's still chayav in tzitzis. Umitam ze yuchol lahatil ato hatzitzis ba'kefel, af lamata mikesher agudol. So here's an important point. We're going to get to the halacha later, exactly how far the hole could be from the edge of the tzitzis. So halacha is the minimum is from the knuckle of your thumb till the end of your thumbnail. That's the minimum. And the maximum is three fingers. And we'll get to this later. But now when we're saying you have it folded up, so he says, mitam zeh, since it's viewed as if it's down, yuchol lahatil ato hatzitzis, you could still stick the tzitzis in a hole, but kefel, in where it's folded over, af lamata mikeshev agudol. Even though from the edge of the talus, which it seems like now, till your hole is less than the minimum shear, it will be okay to put it in that hole, even though it's very close to the edge. Why? Im kishe yispashet yia lamala mikeshev agudol. As long as when you untie it, or when you let it down, then it will be the proper distance. Again, you're putting the tzitzis in now as if it's down. So therefore, the measurement of where it could be is measured as if it's down. So even though with the way it's folded over or it's rolled up or made a knot, so it looks like it's, you know, very close to the edge, since if the folded material would be let down, it would be the proper distance. So right now, we view it as if it's the proper distance and it would be okay. We mamish view it as if it's down, lagabi all these halachas. The chol zeh b'shekfalo utfaru b'igul. This is all only if you folded it over or you sewed it up in a round shape. Aval im kofal v'tofa b'ribua. But if you folded it over and you sewed it in a square shape, kevan shegam ato yesh konof. Since even right now it has a corner, das haluvush v'amogen avrom de rashai lahatil shom atzitzis b'kefel. Then the luvush the mogen avrom says you could put in the tzitzis into where it's doubled over. Afal pishu yoser mishalosh etzbaos misvasa keren. Kevon de tfara shari. In other words, even though if it would be let down, it would be more than the three fingers away, but here it would be okay because since it's folded over in a square form, so that takes the shape of the new form of the tzitzis, and therefore we judge the three fingers the way it is now, not the way it would be if it would be down. He's saying that's only when it's rounded you'll open it. When it's square, he's saying you might not open it, and therefore you could view it as if this is it. So it could be three fingers away, that even if it would be open up, it would be more than three fingers. We don't worry about it, because since it's folded up in a square shape, we view it as if it's the three fingers now, and it would be okay. That's what he's saying over here. Again, but if you folded it over and sewed it as a square, since even now you have a corner, Das halavush v'amogen Avraham derashay lahatil shama tzitzis b'kefil. You can't put the tzitzis in where it's doubled over. Afal pishu yosem mishalosh etzbos misas hakeren. Even though it would end up being more than three corners from the edge of the corner had you let it down. Cave under tvara shari, because since it's sewn up, it is okay. Okamobis sevav, like we'll see tomorrow in sevav in greater detail. Bikofal hatalis the mahani atfira. We'll see tomorrow if you fold the entire talis over and you sewed it up. So we view it as, that's a new talus now. So here also, if you fold it over the edge in a square shape, not in a rounded shape, so you could view it as this is the new talus. And therefore, it has to be within three fingers of the way it is now at the edge, even though if you would put it down, it would be more than three fingers. We don't view it as if it was put down when it is sewn up as a square shape, only when it's sewn up as a round shape. That's what we're saying till now. However, it's not so pashut. The rabbim cholkim al zeh. Many argue on this levush and this magen Avram. Usvirulu, and they hold the gamba zelo mahani atfira. They all know when you're only sewing up part of the garment, as opposed to what we'll see tomorrow when you sew the entire garment. If you're only sewing a part of it, it doesn't count. Vishani ahid de sevav. The case that we'll see tomorrow on sevav is different. The mari shekfala kula. The chain derech malbush. Because there you folded the whole thing, and that sometimes is the way that you wear a garment, so there we view it as if it's a new garment. But over here we just folded up a little piece of it, and you sewed it, so even there, even though it's a square shape, we still, they're machmir, and they say we don't view it as if this is the garment, we still have to view it as if it would be put down, and therefore if it would be more than three fingers when it would be put down, that hole would not be good even now. Mash'enkin over here, you didn't fold the whole garment, you only folded over a little bit of the garment, and therefore we have to be more stringent.
What if he folds it rounded, according to the first part of the Mishnah Berurah, saying he folds it rounded, even he still needs to put on scissors because he might.
We view it as if it's down right now.
What if he knows it has a mud? He's wearing it for a couple of days and he doesn't really care, so there, that's why he's not sewing tightly. And it's rounded.
It doesn't seem to be mechalek. It seems to be that even if you left it like that, the fact that you put it up that way, because if you didn't want it there, so you just cut it rounded. Why are you folding it up and sewing it? Why are you going through that effort? You're obviously holding on to the corner. Right. Holding on to the corner. It sounds like it. Halacha dalad. Talus shel beged. A garment that's made out of material. Uknafeh shel or. And the corners are made out of leather. Chayeves. Even though, as we discussed last time, we'll discuss again today a little bit, that a leather garment is not chayev in tzitzis, but if the beged, the talus is made out of material, that's chayev in tzitzis, and just the corners are made out of leather, it's chayev. He shall or, if the beged is made out of leather, uknafeh shall beged, and the corners are made out of material, petura, it's pater. So clearly we go after the main part of the garment, we don't go after what the corner is made out of. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. And then we'll see some interesting notes on this as well. So, shall beget if katan tes. So, the garment is of beget, is of a cloth material. Diksiv asher techase ba. The pasuk says, asher techase ba, that you'll cover yourself with it. The ein adam miskase elo b'ikra beget. A person is considered covered with the main part of the garment. Therefore, that's the determining factor, the main part of the garment. Hilkach azlina basrei. Therefore, we go after the main part of the garment. Vafilu im makom ha beget kulo ogol. The ain sham kanaf, even if the main part of the garment, which is made out of cloth material, is round and there's no corners, but rakshe mechubarim elav kanafel shel or, you sewed on to each of the four corners of the circular garment, four corners of leather. So it's only because of the leathers that you have corners in the first place. Still, you're chayiv in tzitzis. The basar ikar habeged azlin. Again, we go after the ikar beged. Even though the corners are fully made out of the leather, and you only have corners because of the leather, still the beged is made out of material, and therefore it will be chayiv in tzitzis. Uknafeh shel or, the corners are made out of leather. V'hu adin im haya rov hatalas beged v'ashar or chayavis. This is not limited to just the corners being leather, even if the majority of the talus is made out of beged, and the rest of it, you know, more than the corners, is made out of leather, it's still going to be chayav. You know, someone wants to come out with instead of black stripes, they want to make leather stripes and make it very cool tzitzis, it will still be chayav in tzitzis. It will not affect anything. Having a few little leather strips, it wouldn't be a problem. But look at note number 5. Here's a very interesting note. Ubetalis ha'esuya mishar minim v'kanfoseha me'or. This exact case. The garment is made out of, let's say, cotton, and the corners are made out of leather. Histapeg ha'chazanish im le'inyan kvias min ha'kanaf. In terms of establishing the tzitzis being the type of the corner, holchim acha rov habeged, the efshar lahatu bo tzitzis mishar minim, do we say that the mina kanaf goes after the ikar part of the garment, and therefore if the ikar part of the garment is cotton, the strings could be cotton? Oshet tzarech tzitzis mi min haknaf dafka. Or maybe the tzitzis have to be, like it says, min haknaf, from the corner, and maybe it has to be the same material as the corner, and if the corner is leather, then you'd have to put tzitzis on that would be wool or linen, which pater any material. So would you go basar the main part of the garment, which is cotton and the cotton strings, or would you have to put on wool or linen, which can pater up the min hakanaf, which should be leather, because wool and linen, as we mentioned, covers any material garment. The same suffix the Chazon Ish had, if the garment is made out of cotton and the corners are made out of silk. Should the tzitzis be cotton after the main part of the garment, or should they be silk after the corners of the garment? Or maybe it has to be specifically wool and linen that covers no matter what the garment is made out of. So the Minchas Yitzchak writes, "Sheyesh lahatil but tzitzis mitzemer upishtim bedafka." He says, in these cases where you have mixed material garments and corners, so you should just have wool or linen tzitzis, which paters any material. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, "Shehochem achar ikar habeged." He says you always go after the main material of the garment. Gam leinyan min kanaf. Even though the words min kanaf means from the corner, because the pirish of min kanaf is min habeged. It should be the same material as the garment. So in all these cases, if the garment is cotton, if the corners are leather or the corners are silk, you would put on cotton tzitzis. Of course, you could always put on wool and linen, but it would be fine to put on cotton tzitzis. It would not be a problem. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Yud Aleph. We said in the Mechaber, we were talking about, if you have the garment is leather and the corners are beged, it's pater. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'hu adin imrak rov hatala shel or. The same thing applies if the majority of the garment is leather. Even though in the minority part of the garment that is made out of other materials, you have a sheer talus in just that material, but since it's only the minority and the majority is leather, still this garment is pater mitzitzis. Dekevon she'ikur hamalbush eino shel beged lo karinan bay al kanfei bigdehim. Since the majority of the garment is leather, it's not made out of any other material, it's not called upon it al kanfei bigdehim. V'or pater afilu midrabanan. Like we mentioned last time, a leather garment is pater from tzitzis altogether, even midrabanan. De'eno klal b'chlal beged. It's not considered beged at all. Now we mentioned, if you look at note 7, it's almost an identical note to what we saw last time, so I don't want to read the whole thing, but he just adds in one aruch ha-shulchan. I just want to read the first three lines. The reason why leather is not chayv in tzitzis, the Levush writes that it's not considered a beged unless it's woven with strings, and not when it's made from one piece. And leather, which is made from one piece, that's not considered a garment. That's not chayv in tzitzis. That's what the Levush said in the Machlokas last time. Let's say you make strips of leather, that we had a Machlokas. But I don't believe we had this in the earlier page. When it comes to tumah, the Torah writes, O beged, O or. Whether it's made out of beged or it's made out of leather. Mashma sha'or eno beged. It's clearly mashma from there that leather is not a beged, because it says either beged or or. It's a nice deal that the Aruch HaShulchan makes for another reason why leather would not be considered a beged and would not be chayv in tzitzis. Finishing up the Mishnah Berurah right before we get to Yud Beis, v'chein hadin betala shetachta of tofor b'or, the same din would apply. This is talking about not upper and bottom part of the garment, but like a lining in the garment. The bottom of the garment is lined with leather, but since the top is made out of a material, it's chayiv.
Bottom is under?
Yes, it means the under part, not the lower part, like we've been discussing till now. It means the under part. The imha elyon shel or, but if the upper part is made out of leather, and then the bottom part is made out of beged as the lining, it's ptura. Kia tachton hu atofel lo elyon shel ukra beged. Because the bottom, the lining, is only considered tafel to the ikka, which is the top. So the same way when it comes to the higher part of the garment, to the lower part, the higher part that you're covered, your body's covered, that's the ikka, and the bottom part does not factor in. So too, if you have a garment and you have a lining on the inside, it's the outside of the garment, which is the main thing. This is an interesting shayla. If you look at note number 8, it's not so pashut, Ubebir divrei Magen Avraham. This is from the Magen Avraham. So Rav Shevet Halevi writes, "Shemeduber bebeged shechelko ha'olyon nasa hein lechimam vehein lenoi." The Magen Avraham is talking about a case when we say the top is the ikker, where the top part is made for A, warmth, and B, for beauty. That's like the beged. That's the main beged. The bottom is just there to make it a little stronger. It's purely there as a filling, as a lining, nothing else. It's not there for warmth, it's not there for beauty. Therefore the lining is tefillah to the ikker part of the garment. But if the top part of the garment, the showing part, is there for the beauty, it's a nice, heavy material inside, it's there for the warmth, then the Shevet Halevi says, then it's a suffix already. Do you go by the noy or do you go by the chimum? There it's not so plushet. The case of the Mishavura is a basic case where the ikker part of the beged in all ways is the top. You have a lining that's there, I'm assuming just so it doesn't rip easily. It's there to reinforce the garment, so clearly it's only a secondary part, so you go after the top. But where the jobs are given out between the top and the top is the beauty, the bottom is the warmth, so then it's not so plushet already. Okay, halacha hey, I guess we'll start it now, and we'll finish it in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Halacha hey, the Mechaber says as follows, the end of page 34, Hayula shalosh knafos. You have a garment that had three corners, va'asa behem shalosh tzitzios, and you put on tzitzis on those three corners. Right now the talus is putter, but you had plans in the future of making it to a four-quarter garment, so you went ahead and you put three sets of tzitzis in the three corners. V'shuv asa lo konaf revi'i. And then you make a fourth corner, the ways we discussed, and then you put tzitzis into the fourth corner. The halacha is this garment, this tzitzis is psula. Mishum tasev lo mina asui. Because of tasev lo mina asui, you have to put the tzitzis on a garment, as we'll see, that's ready to go, that's chayv and tzitzis. Here, when you put the three tzitzis on before, you put them on a garment that was putter. And therefore, what's being machshir those tzitzis is adding the fourth corner. But what has to be machshir the tzitzis is putting in the tzitzis, not adding a fourth corner. You can't add a fourth corner to be machshir the first three tzitzis. And therefore, the first three tzitzis are going to be pasul. Let's start the Mishnah Berurah. You have a garment that shalosh knafos, sifkot in yudbeis. Afilu imitchila hayula arba knafos im tzitzis. Even if originally this garment was a regular four-cornered garment with tzitzis on it, the achakach nechtach konaf echad v'nasa ogol. And then one of the corners got ripped off while you were playing basketball, and it got rounded. So now you only have three corners. Afsha oso hakanaf tikin achakach. And then you go and you sew that corner back on. You make it again a four-cornered garment. Mikomakom elu hagimel tzitzis memelan espatlu. Those three tzitzis that were on, even though when they were put on initially, they were kosher, but they became pasul when the fourth corner got rounded. So now if you go and fix the fourth corner, those three tzitzis that were on before are pasul. Kedemuchach lekamon, like will be clear later on, in Siman Tesvav, Siv Gimel, v'tzorach lahatiram v'lachsu l'ksharam. You have to take them off and then reattach them. Yes, Dr. Dreyfus.
If you're building a house,
that's an excellent question. It would not apply over there. This is a gzeres akasav, because it says the lashon of asiyah, of making it, and therefore they make a drasha by this, by sukkah. It has to be tasev lo mina asui. It does not apply to other mitzvahs necessarily. Only by certain mitzvahs have a gzeres akasav. The Torah specifically says over there, tzitzis tasev loch, chagasukos tasev locha, wherever it says the lashon of asiyah, so then we darshan tasev lo mina asui. By your case, or by mezuzah, or other mitzvahs where it doesn't say that, it wouldn't matter necessarily the order. Okay, we'll finish the Mishnah Berurahs on this for Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.